This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Get a 149.com with code MMA149. TiVo, get $50 off a Romeo DVR with code MMA. With Benso, get 15% off your order with code MMA Nuts. Woo! Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts episode 227.
227.
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By my fans, before my fans, we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Yes.
Ridiculous.
With a dick?
No, that's the John.
Suck it.
The John Jones. John Jones. Suck it, motherfucker. Suck it. Cocksucker.
Well, I'm trying to bring this up.
Go cry some more.
Hold on a second.
Go cry some more. What? What are you trying to bring up?
Well, did you see my email today? Let me start by saying that I don't want to bring the show down
you
right
do
as we
this.
Start. I'm sorry. I just want to say.
Sorry, just ignore it.
You're just going to ignore it. When I remember in college and in high school and grade school, perhaps, I used to be big into ESPN and SportsCenter and all that. And I remember like growing up in sports with Stuart Scott. And unfortunately today, he succumbed to cancer. And, you know, there's a really good 15-minute video of him out there where they talk about his struggle and everything else that's going on with his life. He was a big family man, very inspirational person. It reminds me of, like, Jimmy V. Like, I think he got an award this year, as a matter of fact. But I feel like that is the problem of our generation, man. It's not like AIDS and Ebola and all this nonsense. Cancer. It's fucking killing everybody.
You think this is a good idea? Laptop on your lap?
No, probably not.
Blasting your testicles full of cancerous goodness.
No, it definitely isn't. And who knows, like all this Wi-Fi shit. You had told me that you started turning your Wi-Fi off.
I'm gonna
try that at night. It's a sad thing. And it's, you know, I even just because it was New Year just recently, they always play back like all the people who died. Like, and I'm starting to realize, like, fuck, I'm getting old. Like, people that, you know, I remember that were young ones are now dying this, in the last year or two. And it's a little bit of a bummer. You know what I'm saying? You know? So I brought the show way down.
I'm just trying to ignore you. That's all. I can't hear you.
Because I want to talk about something else that's way down.
Okay. Hookers and blow.
That too. No. I want to talk to you about the UFC pay-per-view problem.
I
call it a problem because...
How so?
And I apologize, I'm using my phone because my iPad is out of batteries, apparently.
But that might as well be a fucking tablet.
It's close enough.
Where you're at.
Let me break this down for you.
Okay? Break it down.
I got stats back to 2008.
Okay.
We had 13 shows, just under 7 million buys in 08. 09 is almost 8 million buys, 13 shows. 2010 is at the height. We have 15 shows, almost 9 million buys. Okay. 2011. We're at just below 6 million, 15 shows. 2012, 13 shows. That's the year the one show got canceled. John Jones, you know, didn't want to fight. Go figure. 6 million buys. And then boom, 2013, 13 shows, 5 million four. And this year, 12 shows with one canceled, 3 million eight.
Ouch.
So they went from a height of 600,000 average pay-per-view buys to about 300K this year. Well, last year, 2014.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if this is a problem.
You know what? It's all the injuries, Ingo.
Oh, really? Everyone.
It's all the injuries.
Wait, let me give you an official stat. Lorenzo Fertitta, on the same article I read, says that they had this year like 85% of the fights canceled that they wanted to do. This is an official number from Lorenzo.
It was injuries or, you know, somebody pulled out, something happened.
Yeah. So out of like 600 fights, 400-some they couldn't make. Because there's just, you know.
Whatever. Yeah, we only have 500 fighters on the fucking roster, you know. So many fights fall through.
So you think the UFC has a money issue with this whole, this is a sliding scale. And it seems to be trending down still. I mean, it seems like they're the height, they had 15 pay-per-view shows, and I think they said they were going to do one a month this year, right?
Yeah, I think they're doing around the same.
Yeah.
So it's 13, 14-ish, maybe even 15.
It seems to me, too, that the pay-per-views are no longer, like, super stacked. Like, you got Lyoto Machida fighting on, like, fucking whatever channel.
Well, you have to, with the Fox card, so what are they doing? 40-plus events a year now, and obviously that's going to impact your pay-per-view sales. There's no way it can. Because you gotta do what they're doing if they're mm-hmm. gonna maintain this many shows. You have to take a star who could actually headline one of your pay-per-views and move them over to the Fox. And then you also have to have a strong card there. Problem is, you don't have enough good fighters to run that many shows and maintain the same, you know, pay-per-view sales or buy rate that you used to be able to. There's no way.
And if a fight falls through, a card's pretty much fucked now. Like, it's going to get zero buys.
Yes.
You know, that's why the average is down. Like, in the past, okay, main event gets canceled. Sure, you got, like, two, three other really good fights. They bump those up and put another one underneath, and we're still good, still happy. You know, nowadays, what happens if Jon Jones and Cormier don't fight on this card we just had?
They're fucked. They cancel the card again.
There's nobody to carry it.
No.
Right? Then they do, was it the Mighty Mouse card? Is that the one that almost got canceled, but they kept going with it?
Well, it was 178. That was the other one.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think it's a major problem. I think...
Well, they've rectified it, Ingo.
How so?
They've heard your problem, or...
You said wrecked.
Exactly. And they decided, you know what? We're going to raise the pay-per-view.
Okay.
$5. Apparently, this is all pay-per-views now going forward.
$59.99?
Yeah.
On HD?
Yeah.
Well, they were $54.99?
I didn't see... For Comcast, it didn't change, because I think I've been paying $59.99 the whole time.
Oh.
But
maybe
it seems
you,
like
once
Time
you paid
Warner
the higher price, they were like, oh. Yeah.
Cap it at 60. But I want to say someone just tweeted that Verizon, they paid $64.90.
Yeah, I read that. I saw that somewhere out there for in the past. How I thought that's what you were paying, but I didn't realize.
I'm right at 60, so.
$60, okay.
It's interesting. I mean, you got to, obviously, if the buy rates are going down and your revenue's dropping, whatever, 40% last year,
mm-hmm.
You got to make it up somewhere. And then they're also buying all this other content for
yes.
their Fight Pass.
Big news, yes.
That
XFL got in that.
Yeah, there were like
local organization.
Five or six other organizations. That
yeah.
I think their fight Bankways, library goes up into the tens of thousands of fights that you can watch mm-hmm. now. So I would imagine then you're going to see a slow increase in the price of Fight Pass. You know,
$12.99.
Fuck yeah. It's going to start. I mean... You have to. I'm okay with it. I'm not gonna. What am I gonna do? Argue over $5?
Well,
it's
no.
either you raise the price or go out of business. Not that they're at the go out of business style, but
it might be though. You never know.
You know, the problem is though, you're not getting the same quality for the cards
right.
that you used to back in the day.
Yep.
I think that's the bigger issue here.
Yeah, it's a huge problem. I mean, you, around this room, if people can't see, you have so many like posters, and you think back and look at some of these. I mean, they had some big stars
yes.
on there, and unfortunately now we have one or two big stars.
Few and far between.
Yes.
And even the big stars, as we were talking pre-show, I want to say everyone's almost psychotic or mildly retarded
well.
Or somewhere in between. When you look at grudges and just think about like a Nick Diaz, a Ronda Rousey, a Jon Jones, and mm-hmm. where they're at. And I don't know if that's how you get to become so good at what you are,
maybe.
Holding some kind of crazy grudge against the world.
Could be.
Pretending like you're in fourth grade. I understand that. I like boobies.
Fuck you.
But.
I don't like you.
You don't need to beat a man when he's down.
Yeah.
Or a woman. That's all I'm saying.
Unless they want you to.
I don't know. This is like a slippery slope.
It's okay.
Slippery
Please beat
slope.
Me. You know, there's those weird people out there.
There are.
Doing that weird shit.
Yeah. Moving right along from that. I'm going to get out before we get it. What else is going on? UFC scraps random drug testing.
Oh, why?
I think it's too hard. I think that Kung Lee experiment, they fucking botched to the hilt. And then you get him attached to a lawsuit.
Yep.
Like, ooh, maybe we should stop doing what we shouldn't have been doing in the first place.
Yeah. Self-testing. The NFL, does the NFL do that?
I don't follow other sports anymore.
I can't remember.
They probably have some sort of random drug test where they
yeah,
call
they do
you.
Tests.
I think, I don't know
if it's by the
often.
NFL or by the league or like the commission or whatever the fuck it is called.
They probably call them up though and tell them, okay, 3 months from now we're gonna come for your random drug test. Because you don't see or hear about too many people in football. Testing positive. Maybe one every month.
It's usually
every
for
month.
Weed,
yeah.
which is the weirdest thing. Oh, that guy was smoking weed. Never mind all the steroids and HGH and all that other stuff.
Don't look at that.
It's the weed. You're busted.
Yeah, that's the most important thing.
Yeah.
Totally performance.
Yes. So, you got any other news?
Come with Sylvia.
Oh, no.
Retires from MMA.
I figured you'd skip this.
So now it's such a devastating day. I should have worn my Tim Sylvia t-shirt.
The maniac.
Went in at 300. It's
more like a Big Mac.
71 pounds.
Double quarter pounder with cheese.
He's supposed to have a fight. Well, he's at 371, and then the athletic commission says he's not medically cleared to fight.
You're so out of shape, they won't let you fight. That's awesome.
Crazy. Yeah. What's wrong with 371? Well, first off, how do you get to 371?
From 260?
What is going on? That's very sad. Like, once again, seems like the perfect fighter to be part of the Zuffa lawsuit. Mm-hmm. This all goes back to Zuffa, Ingo.
What would he be mad about?
Making a shitload of money for fighting Fedor. I forgot how much he got paid. Either him or Arlovsky got something like $1 million. Something fucking crazy.
Okay.
Crazy
and
money.
And the UFC sued him?
No, but I'm just saying that they never let him back in. All these other fighters are bitching about the Kung Lee, the Nate Quarry, about how the man kept them down.
I got you.
He seems like the perfect case for being part of that. Mm-hmm. Former champion.
Mm-hmm. The Tiger.
That's right. You never lose it.
Yes.
Might get shifted, but 371, man.
It's brutal.
That's tough. Might have had an injury.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Cause him to put out like 100 pounds. 111 pounds or whatever.
No disrespect.
Crazy.
No disrespect. Yeah. Can we move into some recap?
Please.
Well, UFC 182 recap being brought to you by new sponsor DraftKings.
Ooh.
They do MMA now. I just got in. Got my ass kicked, Ingo.
You did?
Just on principle. But you can
You're
use
complaining all night.
All night. You can use code MMANUTS and get a 100% deposit match up to $600.
Okay.
I don't understand all this fantasy fucking MMA shit yet.
So you got like a budget and it's you like pick your guys?
Yeah, there's a $50,000 salary that you have to allocate between your five fighters.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, I want this Sean Jordan, number one pick. Number two pick, John Jones. Okay, now I've blown a lot of my salary. Who's
He's
left?
A backflip, by the way, know. Sean Jordan. Did you see that?
What Impressive.
The yes.
But yes, I did not fare very well in my first outing. So we'll see how this goes. We'll see how it goes. What'd you think about this pacing for UFC 182?
Dude.
Seeing how you didn't get to get a great interview, you had a perfect opportunity. There's all this bad blood between John Jones, Daniel Cormier. They have a great fight. And we have 1 minute for an interview.
Yes. You know, they were more concerned about boosting Conor McGregor's god status for, like, what, 10 minutes instead of staying on.
Oh, my God.
The whole card was, I mean, let me just say this. I was half asleep, and then Cerrone's fight kind of woke me up, and the main event got me going. But before that, I'm like, sleeping.
It may be one of the worst cards that I can remember in a while.
In a while.
Until the main event.
Yes.
Main event was good.
It delivered. I was excited. It was always
And then also they had a commercial for whatever that fucking Skinamax show.
Banshee?
Yeah.
Which I'm
So another watching. Another thing that I like to see when I pay money, I like to get a commercial.
Advertising?
Yes. Jam it down your throat.
Yeah.
I don't expect we'll see more of
it
that.
It is kind of bullshit, isn't it?
Yes.
That they charge you to advertise to you?
Yep. But this tells me that the UFC needs money, right?
They do.
You got to keep doing things you probably don't want to, but you have to for the money.
Yeah.
But you have to manage your fucking time better because you lost a perfect opportunity for an interview. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
If I pay that, I want that fucking, all you needed was 5 minutes.
That's it.
And you fucked up with your Conor McGregor interview and all your other bullshit.
They didn't interview the co-main event or the one before that. It just
no,
right
we're fucked for time. Well, don't interview twats then.
And Save Cormier yours. Actually had a pretty, there was a heartfelt moment that would have been even more pronounced
yes.
in the cage, you know, right after, immediately.
Yes. You lost so much marketability for both Jones and Cormier. When you have everybody's attention, everyone's jazzed, like, let's see what's going to happen, and, oh, we don't have time. Good thing we spent it on Conor McGregor.
I don't understand why there's this. Why is there this big push for, like, if you go past midnight or whatever?
I think they just, that's all the time slot they have, but then they replay it right after. So when I buy the pay-per-view, it goes from 9 to 12 and then 12 to 3 on a replay, and I get the whole 6 hours. You'd think you'd give them 5 extra minutes, but I guess it's a hard stop at midnight.
Makes no sense to me. I don't know.
I don't either. I feel pissed off about it.
Me too.
Pissed off. I think the saving grace is Duncan Trussell and Ari Shaffir flashing the Illuminati gang signs and then also making out later on.
The best.
They are so fucking baked.
Ari looked stoned as hell.
Oh my God. Like, what kind of mushrooms are you on?
Whenever a guy's looking at things like and he's got his mouth open, he's fucked up. Like, that's always the number one like sign. Oh, the dude staring around, he's like, that means you're wasted. That's guaranteed. You can't even keep your jaw closed.
This man-on-man action. I like that.
Oh, that's pretty cool. But, yeah.
What do you think the buy rate was? As Dana White was saying his estimate was 750K. Mm-hmm. And then in a post-fight press conference, he said, well surpassed that. May have hit a million. What do you think?
I'm surprised. Because I thought John Jones wasn't a huge, huge draw. Isn't that the big, like, he couldn't pull a pay-per-view. And on this card in particular, he's the one who, you know, I mean, that's the big star on the card. There's nobody else really that's, like, big star. I mean, Donald Cerrone isn't going to sell millions of pay-per-views, right? Mm-mm. Although he's awesome.
He's exciting.
And we like him.
He'll sell but not a ton.
No. So if they're doing a close to a million, I mean, that's crazy.
I don't know, man. I just find it harder to believe when you look at, like, the averages we're talking about. And then even that, what was it? 181 with Lawler, Hendricks 2, and I think that did, what, 380?
Yeah.
Fuck, that one should have done better.
It should have.
But maybe all this bad blood, we'll have to see. I was going to guess in the fives.
Yeah, I would say in that.
Would have been mine, but.
Is the UFC going the way of boxing, where it's like one big fight? And
I hope not, because that was what Dana White said he always wanted to try to avoid.
Yeah.
Was that, I want to give you 5 awesome fights, and if there's time, 6 or 7. And it's sure as shit. This is one of those anomalies where we just didn't get it. And it's weird that somehow we didn't talk about any of the other fights, except for we previewed Cormier versus Jones. Are we fucking psychic?
We might be.
Okay.
It was pretty epic. I was excited. That was pretty.
That was a great.
Do we just
want to
talk
round
about this or what?
Well, I'll mention some of the other fights because let's talk about the Berkman versus Lombard. What was with, you pointed this out, Berkman comes out in like a overall jumpsuit with the UFC tape over any kind of branding?
Yes. Must be an unapproved sponsor.
Was it Nike? Because
nobody
else on the main card had to tape their shit up.
Could be Nike. Or Adidas or something.
Like a competing non-Reebok type brand. So that was weird. And then that was just a weird fight to watch. You know?
According to what I read, he was sick. He had the flu.
I said he had a herniated disc.
The week of, and then also like an injury prior to that. And apparently, I think his wife just had a baby today or something. So a lot of things working against
him. He went
the
distance.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's crazy. Against, like, a murderer.
Yeah.
So
like, that one, you're kind of getting a little sleepy. And then you have the Marquardt and Tavares. And then there was, like, the little pie weights. I don't fucking know.
Gatineau and
Mario Yamasaki. Who was it? Christine Yamaguchi.
The Japanese guy. Hideyuki. I don't know.
He was very expensive in the fucking DraftKings.
I'm terrible. I don't even know his name.
I know is these little fuckers move, once again, too fast. Head starts hurting. I'm breaking out into a sweat. And I think we come to the consensus that the little guys need to fight in the middle octagon, that black line octagon. We need to drop another cage down. This fucking massive cage does not work. It's not one size fits all.
They can't catch each other.
No. Like, Jesus Christ. The guys are just... And Herb Dean is going to have a heart attack trying to keep pace.
Yeah.
And then you were like, oh, man, they should have, like, pedometers on these fuckers. And then, like, by the end of the fight, they've run 1 mile. That's what I want to know. I don't want to know how far they fucking run. That means they've done too much running and not enough fighting. And
yes.
And how did they come up with that stat?
I'm wondering.
Are they RFID'd?
Maybe.
RFIDs?
Rectally?
Of course.
Rectal RFID.
So that was that other part. And then you get Marquardt and Tavares.
Man. You had called it. You said these guys are very low output. And that was...
I wanted to avoid them at all costs.
On the draft kit? Yes. And so then I'm like, okay. And then Marquardt comes out. I mean, they didn't do much to each other. It was really strange. Although Marquardt was pretty beat up after.
Yeah. I think the best part of the fight was Michael Bisping's tweet where he says, Marquardt sucks without the steroids. Hope you read this, you hypocrite fuck.
Awesome.
Yes. That's why Michael Bisping may be my favorite fighter now. I may be switching camps. He's calling it how he sees it.
Wasn't there another tweet you read to me last night about at what point does the Marquardt become the just okay?
Yeah. Nate the okay or something like that. Yeah. I forgot who tweeted that. That was fucking funny. There's a lot of funny shit going on the Twitter feed.
Yeah. Well, people just are bored. It's like, I got to do something. Let's be funny.
Yes. So. And then you get the Cerrone versus Jury. And here's another case where you want to talk. How do you know a fight is boring when they're telling you what percentage a fighter is advancing?
Oh, really? I missed that.
Cerrone, 52%. Jury, 10%. What the fuck is advancing? Is this something we're recognizing now?
Could be. Never heard of it.
I know.
First time.
And, you know, he looked super focused for the fight when he came out, which was weird. In the post-fight press conference, he said him and Pat Healy had a 3-round sparring session, which was pretty much a fight, before he walked out. So when he walked into the octagon to fight Jury, this was round 4 for him.
Whoa. Okay.
Because he looked, remember how serious he looked?
Oh, like, he looked
man,
very serious.
He is dialed in, because I think what he wanted to do was start fast. And remember, he always starts slow, and he came out, and you know, what happened that first round?
I mean, he went ballistic. I thought
he had him on the ground and like threatening
almost,
with submissions.
Almost finished him.
And, we had like an omoplata and then fucking got his
choke.
Back.
Yeah, trying to remember Rinnick a choke almost. But Jury got out of it.
Yeah, and then was kind of trying to avoid most of the fight.
Yeah, you know, it seems like you had said last night it's just too much too soon. I mean, Cerrone is way up there in the rankings, and there's really no reason for these two guys to be fighting.
No.
It doesn't make any damn sense. I mean, he just picked him apart. And I think the big problem was his Jury didn't really want to, you know, engage very well. So it's hard, like, sometimes. I think that's why Cerrone was so pissed at the end of the fight.
He said he's throwing fuck you kicks.
Nice.
He said, I'm trying to break my leg or break his leg at the end.
Yeah.
He was just pissed off at the way it went down.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no bonus, obviously,
no.
for that.
And he said, well, he paid $20,000 for this camp, and that money was just to bring in the training partners, like flying them in, housing them, feeding them, like training at his facility. And then look at another guy who's supposed to tone it down come fight week, and then you watch all these UFC embedded's, and you see this guy on his fucking snowmobile one day, and the next day he's in a fucking stunt airplane doing like loop-de-loops and crazy shit. Then the day after that, he's in a fucking race car.
It's crazy.
Like, what is he going to be doing? Banging hookers, like, after that? Like,
probably.
You got to keep umping it and upping it.
Oh, yeah.
And
base jumping.
But that makes for some excitement. And, you know, Dana White's got to be just shitting himself. Because if he gets injured, you're fucked. That fight is off the card.
Yeah.
One of your big guys. So, I mean, you kind of need him to do that. Because you can't completely restrain the guy. You gotta let him be who he's going to be. Mm-hmm. But hope he doesn't get injured.
Sometimes, what does it say? Sometimes you got to dance with the girl you came with or something like that? Uh-huh. Never heard that statement?
No. Dance with the girl you came with.
Yeah.
Hmm. Ride him hard and put him away wet?
That too.
Does that fit? I'm just throwing shit. Hope it sticks.
Yeah. No, you got to like do what got you there, you know, in a sense. If Cerrone's all like, Mr. I'm not doing crazy shit, then he may not, you know, be the same fighter. But, you know, that's what got him there, being crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You're out of control.
Guy wants to fight. And the funny thing is, I think he... Ah, fuck. Well, who got injured? Safadine, was it supposed to be Matt Brown versus Tarek Safadine? Safadine's out.
Yes.
Matt Brown needs a fight.
Cerrone said, I'll take it.
Cerrone wants to fight. Cerrone wants to fight in Colorado.
It's in like a couple weeks, isn't it?
He'll move up to 170. That's
crazy.
He'll take that fight. Let him fight.
Him and Matt Brown? Are you kidding me? That would be insane.
I know. I don't know. I don't want. I like both the
guys.
Think
I, can, I don't even.
I don't
want
to
watch it.
I don't want them to fight. But
brutal.
Fucking Hector Lombard was the other person that could fight Matt Brown and doesn't want to fight him.
Really?
Because he thinks he should fight Rory McDonald.
I think he should, actually. I like that idea.
It makes sense, but who's going to fight Matt Brown? Matt Brown's headlining. He needs a fight.
Donald Cerrone!
I'm okay. Fine. Fuck it. Let's go for broke.
Can you imagine two crazy-ass dudes just biting down on our muffins? Let's go.
Yes.
Nobody's taking
Let's
it
go,
to the ground.
Let's go, motherfucker.
Let's go. That'd be crazy.
Yep.
Might burn the place down.
Jones Cormier.
Oh, Matt, don't get me started.
This was weird. I'm going to give you a little setup and then give me your impression.
Go
on
for
that.
It.
So, Jones, remember he came out and he's like dancing and smiling. I was a little
he's
like,
got his
whoa.
$100 t-shirt on.
Yeah, what's going on? My $100 walkout Reebok. Whoa, unbroken. And in a post-fight press conference, he said he wasn't feeling like ready for the fight. He was cold. Like,
really?
Fuck. Something's going on. So he said he went out into the crowd, started signing autographs.
While he was walking out?
No, like an hour before. Oh. Went out into the crowd, like started signing autographs, taking pictures of the fans so he could try to steal the energy from them. And,
oh.
Like get pumped up because he wasn't feeling it. And then he finally got it.
Interesting.
And then, you know, then you see him come out. And then, you know, what do we see happen here?
In the fight?
Yes. The first round and...
Well, I think definitely... You know, Jones surprised everybody taking DC down. That was like unexpected, and DC wasn't.
I think that was what the fourth, close to the fourth round, maybe third or fourth. And it may have been Cormier getting tired at that point.
Yeah. And oh, you're asking me about the first round.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember.
It was just like
a
brawl
when they were just slugging it out, and Cormier made it a bulldog fight, and there was like, let's go. You know, Jones, I thought had an eye poke early that no one saw. Because DC kept like
I'm just counting the pokes all day.
So
and then he landed one flush. I don't know if that was the third round or they finally got to stop it. And I'm like, please take the point.
Nope.
Take the point. Won't do it.
I need you to keep your hands like this, John, not like this.
He does it every fight.
Yeah. Well.
And this leads me to the conspiracy of why doesn't the UFC bring out gloves that may prevent eye pokes, because you may be taking away one of John Jones' best weapons.
Could be.
Every fight, he's finger banging somebody in the eye.
Yeah.
And sometimes it gets caught, sometimes it doesn't. Take a point. That would make this fight more interesting, too.
It would. Oh, sure.
Point away. Because then, after he gets poked, Cormier, maybe not the same fighter. Because,
yeah,
you know, the second round, Jones stopped with the eye pokes.
Yep. Cormier got a chance to... He won that. I think that's the one
round
I gave to him.
Yeah.
The rest of them, not so much. But I don't know. It looked like DC got tired to me. It just the pace of this fight was so high. I don't think you can, you know, appreciate it unless you watch a lot of MMA.
Mm-hmm.
Like how crazy of a pace this is for two guys that are that big. It's just, you know.
Try to fight for a minute and then see how you feel. And these
yeah.
fuckers are throwing for 25.
Yeah, they were
sick.
Going down. Were you surprised that Cormier couldn't get Jones down?
No.
Did you think he was going to? Because
there was probably some question in my head, but like percentage-wise, I would thought it's 90-10 of
okay.
him going to not get taken down because it's the distance.
The reach.
But even Cormier closed the distance. And the weird thing, Jones is talking in the press conference afterwards and saying how he watched a lot of tape on Cormier.
Okay.
And what he's doing now is he's using the person's style against them. Whatever they're good at, that's what he's going to do. So then he decides, I'm going to grind him out. So he decides, Jones starts grinding him, starts wrestling, fuck him, and then at third and fourth round, the fifth round was just kind of shit because they're both holding on each other.
Yeah.
But at that point, what do you expect? I mean,
sure.
It's fucking 20 plus minutes.
Brawl.
I'm not going to cry, but, you know, Herb could have probably split him up a little bit more. So where else do you want to go? Oh, what happened to the kill switch technique from fucking Steven Seagal they was teaching DC?
I actually didn't see that. No, did you even get a chance to try it?
I don't know. I don't know. And with that crazy bitch screaming during the fight.
Oh, yeah.
No!
Who was that?
I don't know. Shut the fuck up.
No, no idea.
He's ruining my fight.
Yeah, and what happened at the end of the fight? There was some celebrating by Jones.
Oh, yeah. Jones celebrates a little early. Gets DC to relax and then pops him two more. And then Cormier returns a couple after to Bell and ends up clipping Herb Dean.
Mm-hmm. Herb
best
Dean's
chin
got
in
a
the
chin.
Business.
Best ref chin ever.
Yeah.
And then he, what, he threw the suck it sign?
Yeah, yeah.
DC?
Suck it. Motherfucker.
Yeah. No love lost between those two, huh?
No. And afterwards, Cormier visibly upset and, you know.
Yeah, there's videos of him backstage, like, all broken up. And, of course, during the press conference. And Jones just, like, cold. Cold
well,
as ice.
That's where he dropped, like we were talking. He drops into that Roy McDonald, that sinister mode where he goes monotone and he's a fucking psychopath.
I feel nothing.
I hope he cries. Yeah. Hope he cries to his mother tonight.
Yes.
He cries in
a
pool of his own blood.
Yep.
And jizz.
And jizz.
Okay. What?
Nice.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think the scariest thing that has come out of this is John Jones says he's moving to Albuquerque. And he said he's no longer going to be partying and taking time off. And he even said that, like, you see those pictures of him when he's not training and he's got that gut? Like, no more.
Really?
Like, I'm going to fucking be training. I'm very excited. Once I move to Albuquerque, training all the time. I can't. Like, holy fuck. So think about how good this guy is now. He's 27. He's young. And now he's going to start training serious?
Yeah. I didn't know that part. I thought he was already living there. I guess not, huh?
Fuck.
Okay.
That's a little bit scary for me because now he's going to fight winner of that Rumble Gustafsson fight.
I hope it's Rumble. I want to see that.
I want to see both.
Dude, he can't take shots from Rumble like he takes from other guys. Rumble will put him on his ass with those punches.
It'll be a fun fight, that's for sure.
But Rumble's got to
go five rounds.
Yeah.
So let's see how that five rounder against Gustafsson goes. Hopefully it'll go late.
We'll get a taste. It's a tough one. It's hard to say who's gonna beat him. I mean, Gustafsson got the closest, right?
Yeah, but a lot of people were saying Jones didn't train. He probably.
Machida almost had him for a round.
Yeah.
So did Vitor.
So here's the question. Do you think Jones is the greatest of all time?
No, too early.
Too early?
Yes,
why?
Man.
Why?
Too early.
Look at his resume, as Jones would say himself. Look at the resume of people he's beaten, he's finished. And when you want to talk about title, just go backwards.
I still think Anderson Silva is at the top of that list for another fight or two. He's got to do it once or twice more.
Oh, man. I think he's there.
You think so? Because he's getting taken all the way to the distance. I mean, he's.
That's fine, but his finishing rate is still pretty fucking high.
Yeah.
For title fights. I don't know if this was his eighth or ninth title fight. And a lot of people are saying, man, the only person that can beat him, you got to bring him back out of retirement. The fucking Hammer, Engel.
Matt Hamill?
Matt Hamill. That's right. I called you Engel.
Engel.
Like Matt Hamill, Engel.
Thank you.
Engel.
Eagle, it's the gluten-free beer.
It's
I feel kind of loopy. I had some allergy meds or something earlier.
Yeah,
the cider
that
like
with
made
alcohol.
Me feel crazy.
It's all good.
I feel a little crazy. My brain's not firing in all cylinders. I don't know.
We'll is the silencer going to come back or what?
No, he will not. I don't know, dude. I thought for sure Cormier was the guy, but he's just. I think his physique is wrong.
Yeah, no, I think they said this was the third biggest reach discrepancy or fight that had the biggest discrepancy in reach. Like I was saying, it was almost like Sean Sherk in there, those little stub arms.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I don't know. Someone's got to cut up his chicken legs. You need somebody who can throw leg kicks, chop those suckers down.
Yeah, and you need to expect him to fight the way you fight.
Okay.
I mean, that's what he's done these last two. Share DC. He's watching the tape. He's absorbing who you are, and that's who he's going to be when you fight him.
He's so crazy.
You're fighting yourself at that
absorbing.
Point.
He's going into the crowd and absorbing.
Who else did that? Didn't GSP say that? He used to do that? He used to absorb the energy from the crowd?
Yeah.
I don't know. We're going to move right along.
Please.
We got nothing else for that. Ask the nuts.
I'm going to fall asleep.
All right. Katie Christensen. With UFC numbers on the decline, why are they so hesitant to put in or put on super fights?
Well, I think they're working on it. You got to have super fighters to put on super fights. You don't want to do your champion. So, you know, we got CM Punk. They're probably going to go after some other.
Fuck you if that's a super fight.
That's a super fight, man.
That is a bullshit fight.
Hey, that's going to bring in pay-per-view numbers.
For who?
What's that?
The average fan or me?
Not you.
Okay.
The other millions of people.
millions of people.
Yes. The people who are doing the wrestling thing who are going to want to see this shit. I think he fights on a card and that does over a million buys, that card, for some weird reason.
Is this going to be the banana peel match?
Maybe. If they bring back Brock Lesnar, put those two guys on the same card, that's a 2 million.
Million for this fake wrestler. Million for this fake wrestler.
Yes.
Can we get a couple of convicted felons?
We need Fedor.
Is Ray Rice, does that fucker play football anymore? Let's get him into UFC. take all comers.
Yeah.
Kimbo? Does Kimbo Slice want to fight there too? No. Shaq was in the crowd trying to display his rear naked choke prowess.
Is he trying to set up for a fight?
It's just so jump the shark. It's gross.
Yeah.
Gross.
It is.
I understand you want to do stuff. I'd rather you charge me $10 more. Caveat. I need a pride event. One pride event per year. And less with this fucking CM Punk shit. I don't want any part of it.
Me neither.
So... back to the super fights. Yes, because you're not going to fight champion versus champion.
No.
I understand that. I don't respect it.
No.
Okay. James, I just can't. Why is John Jones a disrespectful a-hole?
Because he can be.
Mm-hmm. He's 27. He's young.
Still young.
Once he is 30, you're going to see him born again.
Yes.
For reals this time.
He's going to go to Albuquerque and become all zen and shit.
Yeah.
So. That might be the next evolution of the John Bones Jones.
Well, I miss the guy he used to be. He used to be super humble when you go back to his older interviews and watch. And now this was the one thing I always feared when he became champ.
Yeah.
Is that how do you beat John Jones? The only way you beat John Jones is John Jones. Mm-hmm. So he's going to derail himself. And it's got to be hard because look at a guy like Anderson Silva, who obviously was on top for many a year.
Mm-hmm.
How do you keep up the motivation? If you don't have a guy that's going to talk shit to you, can he keep that motivation up and continue to progress?
Maybe not. Maybe that's his thing for moving to Albuquerque. He's going to self-challenge himself. He's going to be better and all this stuff. Mm. How long does that last? I don't know.
Or move up the heavyweight because he said he wants to fight Cain Velasquez.
That is a tough one. Dude, his legs are too skinny. I don't see that happening.
That's a tough. I'd love to see that fight. It's another one of these like GSP Anderson Silva, like let's fight.
Yeah. And Kane's huge. I think Kane can take him down easily. No problem there.
Yeah, and then work the cardio on him. Mm-hmm. Be a fun one. Won't happen though. Ryan Smith, what questions would you ask Dana White in a one-on-one interview? When will we get a pride event? When will we get fucking new gloves to prevent eye pokes? When will we get a woman's 145 so you can have fucking Chris Cyborg? When will we get a smaller cage for these little pie fighters? When will you get rid of the little pie fighters?
What really happened with the Fedor deal, like off the record?
Yeah.
I want to know that. I want to know the truth.
Is he saving that one still?
Huh?
Is he saving that one?
Oh, he supposedly said that, you know, because those guys wanted too much money, but there's a lot of back and forth there. I want to know the honest truth. What exactly? Did he actually try to make that fight or just bullshit us, you know?
I think he probably tried. Yada, at that point. I mean, fuck. I don't know if that one's still marketable now.
Not anymore.
It seems like Bellator and Coker was trying to get Fedor, which could happen. I mean, you know, fought in Strikeforce. Probably has a good relationship with Coker. The only other thing, I wanted some ring card girls with real women's bodies. Not these little boy bodies where they're like this and they're 4'2".
Yeah.
In person. It's so deceiving. You see them on the pay-per-view and you're like, wow, they look tall and semi-proportioned. And then you see them in person, you're like, you tiny. Are like titty level on
yeah,
me.
Yeah, super tiny.
Gary P. Johnson. Is John Jones the GOAT at this point? Yes.
No. Fuck John Jones.
I'm just going to move right along.
I'm riding that horse till it dies.
Good.
I don't care.
You got to have something. You might as well ride
That's what I'm hanging on to.
Great.
Till he loses, and then I'm never going to shut up. It's going to be the best.
Justin Dr. Baumgartner, what are some super fights you think are actually capable of making?
None.
Cyborg
versus Ronda Rousey?
I still don't think that one's ever going to happen. Too much potential for loss. Oh, you know what I watched the other day I want to mention? They on Strikeforce, or Showtime, just replayed that Strikeforce, Carano versus Cyborg.
Oh, yeah.
And I rewatched that event. That was a pretty fucking good event.
Was it?
I forgot who else was on there. Musasi fought. Fuck.
Babalu?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yes, and then who else was on there? Was it Fabricio Werdum versus Mike Kyle? Okay. I don't know. It was a solid event. I watched the whole fucking thing again. It's from like 2009.
Mike Kyle. I'm trying to remember that card.
It was really good.
Wasn't
forget.
Bigfoot
sometime.
On that card too? No.
No.
No. I'm trying to remember back. I remember that Musashi fight. That was a good one.
Yes. It was fun. So back to super fights. The only thing I can. I might have a potential is that Pettis Aldo fight.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Aldo seems to be getting really lippy about money. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not getting paid. Well, speak the fucking language. Learn the language.
Yeah.
And you'll make more money. It's very tough as an American fan to get behind anybody that can't speak English because it's so hard. And the shit gets lost in translation. And then if you have Anderson Silva as translator who doesn't translate everything.
Yeah, remember? Anderson talks for 2 minutes, and then he's like, he said he felt good.
Like, what is that, Ed Soros? Like, yeah. Jesus Christ, fuck that guy. Get the other guy that does it. And what was it? He had one last question. Oh, do you think Jones and DC will do an immediate rematch?
No, no chance.
No, not a chance in hell.
I think DC's going to get the loser of that Bader. God damn it, who's he fighting? Bader. That fight, Bader or somebody.
I don't know.
I'm going to get the loser of that fight.
Out of the loop. I'm in a loop, but I'm out of the loop.
You're out. You're in, you're out.
You're fucking out. I'm fucking in. Goddamn Kenny Powers.
That's right.
Bring him back.
Yeah. Well, not if the show still sucks.
That character. He can just move along.
The first season was
great. Play the CEO of K-motherfucking Swiss.
The last season had a couple of moments that had me cracking up laughing, but...
First one was
balls to the wall.
Yes.
The best.
He plays the same character in every movie. He did.
It's all good.
Going to some knowledge. I have some knowledge.
Go for it.
I just read this today. It's hot off the press. And go, I know you're going to be fired up. Sylvester Stallone remaking some movies, doing some movies again. He's going to do another Rambo.
Shocker.
And another Rocky.
Whoa. That I'm excited about.
68 years old.
I like the Rocky idea. Always like those movies.
I think it's going to be called Creed.
Oh, yeah. Spinoff?
The band. Doesn't Snap guy need help?
Oh, yeah. He's out of money or something.
Didn't he try a Kickstarter?
I think
like,
so.
Motherfucker, how many quadrillions of dollars did you make?
A lot.
You're going to run a train.
He said it was due to bad financing and some tax problems.
Dude.
I don't know.
Manage your fucking money.
Jesus.
Come on.
Well, when you're that loaded, sometimes you don't know how much money you have.
It's like,
I have everything. I have all the money in the world.
I got a drug problem extraordinaire.
Yeah. Wasn't that a Christian band?
Yeah, something.
They had arms wide open?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, something like that. Sounds right. So back to, sorry, get a little off topic. You like this Sylvester Stallone? You're in for a Rocky at 68 years old?
I watched the Rocky. The Rambo, not so much, but I watched the Rocky.
No, he's going to be fucking... He'll probably be bigger and stronger at 68 years old than he was during the first Rocky.
I just saw Rocky 3 again. Dude, he was in some fucking shape for those movies. It's crazy.
He was more, I think, just cut. I don't know if he was... on the sauce back then? Now, of course he is.
Yeah.
Maybe he was on some sort of
supplement. He had like bulging muscles everywhere. I don't know if it was like the way they shot him. And it's
well, he's only, what, 5'6"?
Yeah, but he looked huge in those movies. Pretty crazy.
Cut. Can.
Uh-huh. Italian.
Italian. Shoot him up, not down.
Yes.
That's it.
Cut it down?
Yep.
Yeah, sorry I'm sleepy. I'm feeling under the weather. That's been this week's edition.
He may be dying. He's going to check out his DNA report right now.
Later. I don't want to look at it. I won't be able to sleep. My name is Michael.
Matt Griffith.
Till next time.
Thanks for playing.